So, David, let's talk about what's happening at the city right now.
Well, we're very fortunate. I think the city's doing pretty well. We had hard times in the past, but we're doing pretty well. I think most folks know that we've worked hard on repairing our budget, and we generate budget surpluses pretty much every year now because we're careful with how we spend the city's money. We're reinvesting that, and we'll talk a little bit about some of those reinvestments, but we're getting new businesses in town. We had a ribbon cutting for a new insurance company just last week. Fellows breaking ground on a new commercial assembly plant, and of course the most visible new construction is the boat dock. I mean, they're building that brand new boat showroom. Life is coming back to Bull Shoals commercially. More people are buying houses, population's up. We're doing pretty well.
Working on the infrastructure as well, right?
Yes, we are. We've invested heavily in our infrastructure. As everybody can see, we've spent a lot of money on street paving over the last few years. We're going to have another major street paving this summer. We're going to pave all or parts of 20-plus streets. Last year, we invested pretty heavily in our water infrastructure. We rebuilt the city's central water vault. I'll spare you the details on what the central water vault does. But by rebuilding that design and putting modern technology and new design in it, it allows our fire hydrant flow to be massively improved. We had some risky hydrants that are no longer risky. That saves over 1 million gallons of water every year that the city, our citizens, don't have to pay for, which is yet more revenue that we can reinvest in equipment. We reinvested last year. We bought 2 brand new tractors, one being a big heavy-duty John Deere, another one being a mid-sized Mahindra. We bought a lovingly used backhoe. All for infrastructure. We bought a new police car, a new police car fleet. We're buying new trucks. We bought one a couple of weeks ago. We got a brand new 2022 dump truck, which is impossible to find if you're looking for trucks. I just got a grant for another truck that we have yet to find. So we're doing pretty well on equipment. Now, despite the fact that we've got new businesses in town, equipment is, we're replacing 1996 trucks with 2022 trucks.
Gotcha.
Still, we've had some turnover in personnel, and it generates some unease. And a lot of that shows up on internet traffic.
Gotcha.
Critics have their value, because if there's truth to what they say, you can improve your projects, make better public policy, and the whole world is a better place. But for criticism to have value, it has to have some truth. And we get people that get a little carried away sometimes. An example of this being a recent discussion about a high water ramp that supposedly the city has contracted for. Nothing could be further from the truth. People have talked about a high water ramp in Bull Shoals for years and years and years and years. Well, we had preliminary conversations about this in City Council. No contracts have been entered into. A map appeared online not too long ago as a complete fabrication. There's no such map exists. If anyone wants to find out about this water ramp issue, or for that matter, anything that happens in a city council meeting, there is recent print journalism coverage. This week's print journalism coverage of our city has a very good story on what actually happened surrounding this water ramp. But the balance of this is that the city is doing quite well. We're putting a lot of money back into the future viability, the future comfort of the town for our city.
Very good. Mayor, good to have you in.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.